What's up, y'all? I'm Jalen.
And I'm Jada.
And thanks for tuning in to another episode of We Out Here. Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode.
Hey, y'all, what's up?
This is episode 3 of We Out Here. Last time we were talking about family relationships. And how we define family and just talking a little bit about our family dynamic and how we stand in that family dynamic in the present versus how it was in the past. And now we're going to start getting a little bit more specific. And we are talking about parents and siblings. So what is a parent? Let's go ahead and define that first.
I got you.
All right. What Webster's saying over there? What Webster
they got
to
be saying the best stuff, let me tell you. All right. Number one, a person in relation to his or her offspring, a mother or father.
Okay.
Two, any organism in relation to its offspring. Three, a source, origin, adjective of a corporation in relation to a. These words are small. in relation to a. I don't know how to say this word. How do you say this word?
What? Where?
That S word.
Subsidiary.
Yeah. All right, let me start over.
Subsidiary, yeah.
A source, origin, adjective of a corporation in relation to a subsidiary. Sorry.
Subsidiary?
That it owns. We not using that one. That don't even.
We ain't talking about no companies, are we?
No, we talking about the people that created you.
I mean, that's a pretty good definition. I also feel like, I was going to say that, you know, parents take care of you, but that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, it depends.
Your biological parent is just the person.
Yes.
Whose genes you have.
Yes.
But there's a difference between a mother, a father, and having a mom and dad. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like. One is very formal and like, this is my mother, this is my father, versus this is my mommy, this is my daddy. You know what I mean? It's a different feeling.
Yeah.
So mommy and daddy is more, you know, heartwarming. This person that takes care of me. Yeah. Mother and father is just dry. Like, yeah. These people did that thing that one day, and here I am. What about you? Your definitions.
It's basically the same thing, you know. People that brought you to this world. That's one part of it.
Yeah.
And then you have people who care for you and help you grow and build you up with whatever form that takes.
Yeah.
Not necessarily always blood or whatever, but
yeah. Like having a godmother or a godfather.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Cool.
So what's
does this, do you think that Webster definition encapsulates all of the things that go into being a parent?
No, I think they have it very cut and dry.
Yeah.
It's like what you first think of, but not like, it's very surface level. It's not what everybody's definition would be because it doesn't put in everybody's life experience.
Yeah, so sometimes
the parents themselves be going through life mm-hmm. when it's time to have a child. Oh, okay. So I just Googled this. I put what goes into being a parent. The first thing that popped up from centerforparentingeducation.org, discipline topics. It says the dual role of parents, providing nurture and structure. Mm-hmm. Being a parent really sets the foundation for the child. I feel like even not being in the child's life mm-hmm. sets a foundation for the child. And I think that the parent, when it was talking about the companies in the book, mm-hmm. that's a good representation of how one thing starts and it becomes something else. Even mm-hmm. though they're talking about a company, the same yeah. thing happens with human beings. And so what you see your parents do, even if it's unconscious, you as a kid, you soak up everything. And you internalize it mm-hmm. and you come out for better or for worse. you come out affected by it. And mm-hmm. so when you have a parent company, that parent company sets the tone right. for whatever the smaller company comes out of it, like the way they brand, the way they promote, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? How they operate always comes from the parent company. And when the child dissolves, the parent is still there. Now listen, hear me out. So if the small company goes under, the parent is still there. The parent company goes under, ain't no more children. So the mother and the father really need to be that like headstone, that not headstone. Ooh, they not dead. The headpiece, the head that really, you know, everything falls down from. Mm-hmm. In order for the child to have what they need.
I get what you're coming from. I get it.
Yeah.
So, what is your relationship like with your parents that you got?
Good. We'd be chilling. So, I was an only child for 8 years. So I had a lot of time, like alone time, with my parents. Mm-hmm. They didn't get married until I was 7. My brother came like right before I was about to turn 8 in December. Well, no, I was turning 8 in January. He came in December. Mm-hmm. So I had two separate living spaces, and my parents, I would say they lived relatively close. Mm-hmm. My mom lived on Rolling Road.
Yes, we all know where that is.
You don't, yeah. I was about to say it's not going to make sense to y'all. But I would say it was like 10 or 15 minutes, or maybe not even that. Relatively close. Close enough for me to like bounce between the houses, and some weeks my dad takes me to school, some weeks my mom. Mm-hmm. I had two houses, two sets of toys, two parents, and I was happy with that. I was chilling. It was the good life. So I'm very close with both of my parents. I talk to them about different things because they're two different people. Mm-hmm. And they have different responses to different things. Your mom, you're not going to share the same stuff with your mom that you share with your dad. That's just how, you know, the cookie crumbles. some things you can't talk about. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like sometimes it's because my main years were separate.
Mm-hmm.
So I treated them as such, if that makes sense. Like, this parent I do this with, this parent I do this with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dad, we would make burgers, at-home burgers, and use, like, the Shrek ketchup, you know, the green ketchup, and we would watch Good Burger. That's what we would do with my dad. With my mom, she would take me to the hairdresser every Friday, and we would go to the mall on Saturdays. Like, we have our, like, routines that I set into. So if I'm talking about technology, like a TV or a new phone, I'm not going to talk to my mother because she has no idea what I'm talking about. I'm going to talk to my dad. If I feel like I'm having issues with a friendship at school, I'm going to talk to my mom. I'm not really going to talk to my dad because my dad's going to say, bump them, blah, 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 blah. My mom usually gives, you know, deeper insight or input because they're two different people.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, very close. We joke a lot. Yeah. Everything's a joke. 3339 is a mess. Okay. They be in there cackling, acting a fool. but yeah, in general, very close.
How would you say that, or if it has, how would you say that your relationship has evolved from childhood to adulthood?
I mean, I said this last week too. I just feel like they depend on me more.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like they look at me as an adult. I mean, clearly, because I'm an adult now. But it's I don't always get the, oh, my baby. Like when I was little, but oh, come here, darling, darling, baby. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little less cuddly, and like the love is still there, but it's like mature. Like the entire relationship is much more mature.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom specifically shares things with me as if I'm like her friend, like she can confide in me, which. Mm-hmm. You know, she talked to me when I was in high school, but not in details about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad kind of looks at me like, I don't know. He doesn't confide in people, period.
Mm-hmm.
But it's changed to where he doesn't like baby me the same way. I don't know. I don't think it's changed as in how much they love me, or
it's just the way it's shown.
Yeah, the way that they show it is different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think our relationship has changed. Even with my brother and sister, I don't feel like they've loved me any less or shown me any less attention. They're pretty cool people. I rocks with them.
I had another question, but I lost it. So I'll bring it back if I remember. I'm trying to remember it. Damn. I'll find it later, maybe. So I guess I'll talk about my
go ahead.
Situation. It's a little more complicated. Kind of similar, but not. So like you, growing up, my parents were apart. They still are. And that's been my whole life. So that was just the norm. It's not anything that's ever bothered me or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just how it was. So I live with my mom. And my dad was in North Carolina. And I was in Pennsylvania. I was over there. So I spent most of my time with my mom, and I would see my dad Christmas and the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
My relationship, we'll start with my dad. It's a little less complicated, I guess. My relationship with my dad. I love my dad. That's my dude.
You know, like, if he wasn't my dad, I feel like we would still be friends, you know? He just, he gets, mm-hmm. he gets me, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Not all the way, but it always felt like he did. Like, when we talk about, like, dance for, or art.
Yeah.
I get my love for music from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, like, be like, oh, like, we'll sit and be like, you listen to this song, tell me how you feel about this, mm-hmm. and then he'll play a song and we're like doing a little song war or whatever. But yeah, that's really my dude. And I feel like it's like that. I don't know, we're similar people. It was easier to communicate with him. But also I only saw him for a certain period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Which was always, like, vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what it was. You'll understand. I can get more into it once I explain my relationship with my mom. But all in all, that was my dad. Like, look up to him. I guess, yeah, I would say I'm a daddy's girl for sure.
It's pronounced girl dad now.
Nigga, I don't fucking care. I'm not a girl dad.
He's a girl dad.
Okay. But yeah, that's really my dude. Like, I rocks with him. He's cool. Moving on. And it's always been kind of the same. I think as I got older, things shifted a little bit. Because I became more closed off about certain things. I don't share, like you, you don't share everything with both parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel more comfortable sharing certain, like it, I would open up to my dad before I would to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to my mom. When I was little, I used to think of it as it was me and my mom against the world. She might not think that I thought that, but that's how I felt. Like, when I was little, my mom was that girl, you know?
Yeah.
She's like my best friend in my head. Even though she was around, but she also, you know, she was working. She was in school, and she was also trying to live her life. She was only 20, almost 21. When I was born. So, you know, that it was what it was. But also, a lot of her friends had kids my age. They all had kids around the same time. So we would all be together.
Mm-hmm.
And all in all, at the end of the day, when I was little, me and my mom, I just wanted to, like, we used to live with my grandma and my great grandma. And I wanted to, like, be like, oh, we're going to get an apartment. This is going to be me and my mom. We're going to be mm-hmm. happy. Happily ever after. Yay. And then that shifted when I moved to New Jersey. Not immediately, but at some point, the relationship got more complicated as I got older. I feel like for some reason, moms and daughters just butt heads at a certain point in life. Mm-hmm. It's common. And it wasn't bad. But it's so hard to explain because I don't know how to explain it. It just... So my mom got married, and that's why we moved to New Jersey. I have step-parents on both sides. And I get after that, it wasn't just me and my mom anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And as time went on, I'm trying to explain it so people can understand. My mind has gone a bunch of different ways. Let me put it this way. Why I felt it was me and my mom against the world. Because
mm-hmm.
in every other relationship in my life, there was me and somebody else. With my dad, there was me and then my older brother. not saying that my dad loved him more than me or anything like that, but I felt like they, from my point of view, it seemed like they had a different kind of closeness that I couldn't have with him, because my brother lived where my dad, like in the area that my dad grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt that way when it came to my dad. And then when it came to my cousins on my dad's side, or my cousin, not a lot of them, I felt like my grandmom was closer to them, obviously, because they all live out there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a detach with that. Coming to my mom's side, my grandmother was taking care of all of my cousins. So when it comes to my grandmother, it's always them over me. In my life, the only person in this world where it didn't feel like it was somebody over me was with my mom. That's why I never wanted siblings.
Because
I felt like if I were to have one, my mom would choose them over me. And I don't know. I just felt like that's just how it was. So at some point in my time in New Jersey, I didn't feel important in her life. Not saying that was true, but that's just how I felt. And I felt like I was getting in the way of her happiness. Like, just me existing was getting in the way of that. And that was a big part of why I didn't, oh no, why I didn't want to be around anymore, if you understand what I'm saying. Because I just felt like a waste of space. And I was getting in the way of the happiness of, like, the people I cared about and the people I love.
Stop smiling.
It's making me laugh. And this is funny.
I don't know. I'm crying. But that's how I felt.
I mean, it's not a happy moment to remember.
It's not.
It's okay to cry.
That's how I felt. So then, I guess it was all teenage years. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on during that time. And also, my mom, I feel like she always felt like me and my dad were closer. And I feel like that used to bother her, but I hated that she felt that way. Like, I felt like she was projecting that onto me, and that wasn't true. It was just, because she would be like, oh, you're on the phone with your dad, and you talk to him about all this stuff, and you don't talk to me about stuff. But it's like, I'm here with you every day. When I call my dad, I'm saying, hey, this is what I did today.
Yeah.
I ate this for dinner. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not pouring out my soul.
Yeah.
But he's not here. I'm just updating him on the stuff you see. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So how is your relationship evolved with your father?
We'll go into the next step. With my mom, once I got to college, it got very weird. It was better. It was good, but it wasn't good. Because she wanted me to do certain things. So I was originally a business major. I mean, minor. Damn, not a major. Never doing that. And that was for my mom. That obviously did not work out. Had a whole meltdown. Had to change my minor. But we were fine because we were away from each other. I feel like we're better when we're apart. But there was still a lot of butting heads about what it is I'm doing with my life. And then I went back home, and it got worse.
and we'll be here forever if I sit and go deep into it. But all in all, the thing with my mom, because it got really bad last year and we sat down and we had a talk.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the reasons my mom did the things she did when it comes to me is because, this is what she told me, because of one, how her parents were to her,
mm-hmm.
and her trying to fix that. So she had situations in her life from what her parents didn't do, so she mm-hmm. felt like she had to do this
mm-hmm.
so that it was better. And also, in the conversation, we were talking, I always felt like, and I eventually said this to her, I felt like she wanted me to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she'd rather me be, I had very specific people I told her, she'd rather me be this person and this person and this person. And she said, no, she didn't want me to be somebody else. She just didn't want me to be like her. So she was, because she saw a lot of herself in me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was trying her best to keep me from being like her.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing that, it made it difficult for me to figure out who mm-hmm. I was.
Mm-hmm.
And after that conversation, I feel like things with my mom have gotten a lot better. You know, I'm not in the house. We don't need to be in the same house. We're also both the same sign.
Y'all, birthdays are like days apart.
They are.
The same person.
We're the same person, but we're also completely different.
Yeah.
So we butt heads a lot. But we're in a good place now. And that's because, you know, I'm growing up. And as I grow up, I see her. I can see her as a human, as mm-hmm. her own person, not just as my mom and what she did and didn't do
mm-hmm.
as a mom, but what she was doing as herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that puts a lot of understanding into our relationship and just who she is as a person. And I can say that I am so proud of my mom. I can see her growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that she is now able to allow, like, we have better communication, and she's been doing a lot of work on herself,
mm-hmm.
and it's been great. She's doing a great job. And she wasn't a horrible mom. Like, she was very responsible. She did what she had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like I was missing things. My family's not very affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom, you know, she always, you're so smart. You're beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love you. She made sure she said that a lot because she didn't hear that enough in her mm-hmm. life. But not a lot of hugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm out here starving for hugs. I be out here just hugging everybody.
She do.
I just want a hug.
Yeah.
Whereas with my dad, I always hold my dad's hand.
Mm-hmm.
I love to hold my dad's hand. My dad, our relationship hasn't really, I know, our relationship hasn't really changed. It has, but it hasn't. It's just, it's grown up, I guess,
yeah.
like yours. I open up to him a little more about certain things as I'm opening up to my mom as well, or just mm-hmm. being a more open person.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, as I grow up, I start to see my dad, you know, as more than just my dad, as a human. And understanding their mistakes in life and, you know, that.
That's an interesting point that, like, seeing them as a human. I don't think, because I'm really trying to think about my childhood and, like, I don't think I started seeing my parents struggle until I was, until my brother was born.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot shifted at once. When the new baby came, because it was like, oh, she got to step up her game. She an adult now. She got to help take care of the babies. like it was a different level of stress for them. Mm-hmm. So I guess I was just exposed to more. And I think that's why I feel like our relationship hasn't shifted much, because I've been very mature and independent for like my entire life.
Yeah.
Which has caused lots of issues for me, because I don't know how to chill. Like, yeah. I don't know how to like give myself grace. But you bringing up the point about them being like humans, I'm starting to see, because I often have, you know, these breakdowns, where I'm just like bawling and crying, and then everything that I feel comes out. And then my mom and my dad are like sympathizing with me. Like, we still have these thoughts as almost 50-year-old people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so because I've been very mature and independent, and Jalen's going to figure out what Jalen has to do, because parents are busy. They got to take care of so-and-so and so. I didn't share like when I was younger and going through those things, because I was like, the things that are bothering me aren't that important.
See, like, that was they're thing small, too.
They're little. I don't need to bother them with that. It didn't matter.
Yeah. There were other things going on. But
that's not true. And part of me knew that wasn't true. But the other half of me was like, nah, girl, you got to figure this out on your own. And then I realized that my parents hold a lot more in their experiences than I give them, or that I have given them credit for in the past. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Yeah, so it's just been like a maturing relationship the whole way through.
Maturing for sure. It's just my mom's has been on quite a ride.
A little loop-de-loop.
Yeah, but it was necessary, because I don't know if I said this last episode or not, but my mom's side of the family, they're just not close. They're just not people that are like, I love you. Mm-hmm. Are you okay? Mm-hmm. Do you need something? Mm-hmm. Let me check in. Let me give you a hug. They're just not like that. So she wasn't like that. But she did, you know, make sure to say that she loved me and
she
stuff like
it
that.
The best way that she could without experiencing it herself. Yeah.
She did a good job. So but also, go ahead, ask your question.
I was going on to the next step, because you're saying that your mom didn't receive all these things, but she made sure to give it to you. Mm-hmm. Do you see her interact differently with other people? Like, you know what I mean? Like people outside of your family, like with your stepdad and.
Yeah.
Trying to think. Like in the context of her relationship with others, how do you see your mom?
Let's see, what do I want to say? In the context of our family, my mom is the one who's trying. Mm-hmm. She's the one to be like, y'all come over, let's celebrate this together. Mm-hmm. My grandma needs something, she's calling on everybody is calling on my mom for help.
Mm-hmm.
And she does it.
Yeah.
Because she feels like she has to.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to you. Very, very similar. That's why I'm trying to talk to you about this.
Because I do have to. I mean, I don't, clearly.
Yeah, but it's so much where it's like.
Yeah, it becomes unbearable. And yes. You're stressing yourself out. Yeah. Yeah.
She's trying to hold it together for mm-hmm. everybody. My dad, I don't really know. I don't know anything. I don't know what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
They all seem to be, you know, happy.
Chilling.
But I'm not there a lot. So yeah. I don't know.
You just get the snippets.
But I know there's some stuff that was, I always forget, because my dad's like, yeah, you know, I moved out early. I was sleeping on my friend's couch. I moved away. Like, He moved out young because he was having issues with his parents. And I was like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
But it's, I just don't know. When it comes to friends, though, because my mom, she put me in a whole bunch of sports. she pushed me a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I was a very shy kid. And it used to make her mad. I don't know if mad's the right word. It used to bother her that I wasn't like, she'd be like, please interact with the other children.
I'd be like, I don't like that.
No, I'm not having it.
I don't want
to. But she was like that. We were talking about this because I was like, yeah, I always kind of feel like the outcast of everything. I'm not really a part of anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just like on the outside. And she's like, well, that's how I am with my friends. That's why I push you.
Yeah.
To, so you wouldn't be that way.
It Somebody was behind me? Why no, you it was look lightning. Like that? The entire sky turned white. Okay. It scared the crap out of me. The entire window was white. That's how bright Damn. That lightning was. My fault. Because, if somebody was behind her, I'm like, Jada, I would have started throwing stuff.
The way your eyes
We would have been jumping over that little ledge.
Jump a little bit. I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Her relationship.
Yeah, with friends.
Yeah.
And then your dad, have you seen your dad interact?
Guys are weird. I'd be thinking my dad doesn't have any friends until he's like, yeah, I was just, I went to go visit my friend. <I'd be> like, who? Yeah, I don't know. I've met some of them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He used to maybe go every once in a while and play basketball or something, but I don't really know. Whereas, like I said, my mom's friends all had children at the same time, so we were all cousins, just, they'd be downstairs having a good time, we'd be upstairs having a good time, and then trying to leave, and we all fake sleeping on the bed.
Me and my cousins used to do that. Peeking, like,
yeah,
they looking at me, try not to move under the covers. Or maybe it'll go like this. And you act like you're getting deeper into the covers. I used to do that all the time. Phony. My parents don't have... okay, let me do them individually. My dad is not from... Neither of my parents are from Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom grew up in Buffalo in a pretty close-knit community, so she has a lot of extended family, and all of those people were like her best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those people now live in Maryland. Actually, all of minus one, everybody else lives in Maryland. So I wouldn't say that she has outside friends. I mean, there's people that she hangs with at work, but she doesn't consider those people friends. She considers them family.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the way she grew up. She's a very lovey-dovey, hug everybody, talk to anybody.
Can I get a hug?
Kind of. Yes. My mother will, you don't even have to ask. She's just gonna open her arms. That's just the type of person she is.
My mom just be standing there looking at each other. All right, have a beautiful time.
So she, I wouldn't say that she has friends. She has people that she considers family. But I think that makes it even harder for her when she needs somebody to share with, but she feels like her friends, her family, her sisters are having a falling out, which they often do because they're all so different. Which is what keeps them together, but it also keeps them butting heads, especially as they're getting older and they have kids. You know, everybody think they right about something and just, and then my dad, most of his friends are like people that he met in college. And I know that he has this one friend It don't matter what it's about. It don't matter when this spring call, but my dad is showing up. They don't even talk to each other that often. Mm-hmm. But like whenever this friend calls, my dad is showing up. Yeah. And he's the most introverted extrovert I have ever met. He will sit in a corner and not talk to anybody at a party, but everybody at the party knows his name. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just the kind of person he is. So he might not talk to you every day, but you need something, I'm on the way. I got you. He'd be like, hey, yo, I gotta step out. Yeah. I gotta help him move, or, you know, whatever it is. So they're very different in that sense, mm-hmm. where my mom wants to be a friend to everybody. And my dad is like, it don't really matter.
Yeah.
And I think I as a person fall in between the two. Like, yeah, I'll be a friend. Talk to me. You need a hug? You need somebody to tell you God loves you? I could do that. I could do that for you. But don't text me every day. Don't call me. I'm not finna call you. Like, that's literally me. Can I talk to you about your car's extended warranty? Like, that's me.
That just reminded me, though. My mom has other friends, too. But that's something that shocked me when we were talking, when she was like, I don't feel like I'm not officially a part of the group either. That's, because she's so, that's also what my she mom seems is. So outgoing to me, mm-hmm. but she made herself that way.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom said she feels the same way. So I see her as holding up this group of women, mm-hmm. and she's constantly like the like Switzerland in all the arguments. Mm-hmm. Which I feel like I've been in a few more arguments than she has. but I often see my mom as like holding people up, and my dad is like the mountain in the background. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know how my dad is with his friends. I don't know. Just don't know.
That's yeah. funny. Would you ever spend like a long period of time with him? What like a month or two, like just chilling.
I have. At what your you dad's? Mean?
Oh, for real?
The summer.
The entirety? I mean, as an adult.
Oh. yeah. Love chilling with my dad. See, this is the thing. Like, when I'm down my dad's house, I'm there to see my dad. So it's just my dad sitting there playing video games and watching football games. Mm-hmm. I don't like to watch sports, but I just be sitting in the room because I want to be with my dad.
Yeah.
And watching movies, not from the beginning, and talking about them and asking him questions, even though he hasn't seen it either. Just want to spend time with him.
Yeah. So it feels different.
Mm-hmm. But then when I was at home with my mom, I'd just be in my room trying to protect my peace. No, let me stop.
Sorry, I didn't slam the table like 20 times at this point.
I just be in my room. That's I don't know. Funny. I see her every day. But we have good times. We have good times.
So right now, we're at 43 minutes. We don't want to make this too long. There will be a part two. But before we close out, describe your siblings' relationship with your parents.
Okay, I can go first. I got two of them,
mm-hmm.
brothers. On my dad's side, I have an older brother. His name is Jalen.
no relation.
His relationship with my dad. I don't really know. Once again, it's I think it's pretty much the same. I mean, he also would we see our dad at the same time, so mm-hmm. we'd both be there Christmas and summer.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's really weird because our schedules just don't match up for us to be down there at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty similar. I mean, I would assume that there's a difference because he's a boy.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we're only a year apart, so there's no like generational difference or anything like that.
Yeah.
He's a very different person than I am, though. He doesn't really care about music the way we do, so he don't be talking to my dad about music or nothing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they share the video game love, and they talk about that. And, yeah, I also feel like it might be a little different because, you know, my brother grew up in the same area from where my dad is from, so he understands him on that kind of level. I don't mm-hmm. know if that actually means anything, but I made it mean something. So, yeah, that's how it is with Michael Jackson and
not Jay the Lee. Government.
On my mom's side, only child until I was 17.
She restarted. 18,
17, 18.
You're 18.
I just turned 18. You know, in college. Like I said before, I never wanted any siblings. My dad's side don't count. I wasn't there. My mom's side, I felt very strongly about this. I didn't want siblings because, like I said, I always felt like if there were to be one, my mom would have more love for them than me. And then it'd be a wrap for me. It's over, Jada. End of the line. Game over. So dramatic. But that's how I felt. So it's very different because he is only 7, and I am 25.
That's an age gap.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And I was out of the house when he was little, mm-hmm. and I moved back after college, so I was only there for 2 years. It's weird. My mom's in a different stage in her life. So she was in her 30s, late 30s, when Marcus was born. Mm-hmm. She was about to turn 21 when I was born. Very different Ooh, stages.
Yeah.
We were living with my grandma, my great grandma, and my cousins.
Mm-hmm.
One bathroom house. My brother, it's just my brother, my stepdad, my mom, and it was me for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and my stepdad are still married, so he has his mom and his dad. My dad was in North Carolina. So my mom's in a very different place in her life. Like I said, I also see a lot of growth in her as a person.
Mm-hmm.
She's a grown woman now. It's very different because I cannot imagine having me when I was 21 or even now.
Ooh.
No way, no way.
Rebuke it, Lord, rebuke it.
So, you know, my mom was doing a lot of, you know, she was doing a lot of what she had to do
mm-hmm.
For me. And I feel like with my brother, she has more of an... She's still working and stuff. But she has more of an opportunity to enjoy. But also, she's still the same. Like, she was around for all my games and dance competition, dance shows and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She does the same for my brother. They got that mom and boy relationship. So, you know. He's always excited when she comes around. I don't know. It's weird because I seem to not remember a lot of my childhood for some reason. So when I look at them and, you know, I see the love and the hugs and stuff, I feel like, damn, I didn't get that. But I might have.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like I said, she's a very different woman.
Yeah.
So she's learned from her experience with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it's going to be different. Just got to say, though, we're going to talk about siblings next. My brother,
He's a cool dude. He Marcus literally is cool.
is like me, and I don't know how that happened.
Oh no, is that a control?
Your turn.
I think my parents have done a very good job of figuring out that we are three very different people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am very I was very independent, mature, helpful. I didn't need guidance. I just needed someone to check in with me. Like, be like, hey, you did your homework? And I could be like, yep, I did it. Or I'm doing it now. Yep, I washed the dishes. Like, you know what I mean? Nah, that was a lie. I ain't never do the dishes on my own. I always hated the dishes. God. But I would say I'm about to do them right now. My brother, first of all, came out water baby. All he did was cry. Would not stop crying. His entire infancy, the boy did nothing but cry. Then he got older. He did nothing but run. He's been extreme his entire life. And so my parents are not extreme people. They are calm people. So having a child who constantly needs like attention and to be supported was very different for them. And then to have a child follow a couple months. What are they like? I want to say they're like 13 months apart or something crazy. Something too close. I'm lying. It's 2 years. She was born in 2004. He was born in 2004. She was born in 2006. So they're like close. But I think because he needed so much attention, she became independent. But not independent and helpful like me, but independent, like, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to do. This is me. Like, so it's three very different energies. But I really think my parents do a good job of treating us as three different people. And I think that they show their love equally for us. But mine is different because I got to see them before they were stressed and discombobulated. Because it was just them, one person dealing with me. There was never two of them dealing with me together. Mm-hmm. Which I think them being in the house together and now having children together, like as a couple, they have parenting things that go like back and forth of how they choose to go about different situations that happen with my brother and sister. Just because they're teenagers and because they're so close in age, they have the same kind of, I guess, turmoil with my parents at the same time. You know, so I'm just the outside person, you know, trying to be the barrier. I talk to the parents and I talk to the siblings and I talk to the parents. This is how the sibling feels. I think that you should da da da. And I go back to the sibling. This is how the mom feels. This is how the dad feels. They know what's best for you. I know you can't see it. So it's a lot going on in that household. That was my dad
between me and my mom over the phone.
There's a lot going on in that household.
And then he have to call her and be like,
Yeah.
Just be in there melting down.
I also think I used to get in trouble more. Also think I got in trouble more when both of my parents were in the house versus when it was just me chilling with one parent.
I was going to say, I just got in trouble more than... I didn't even do nothing.
Oh, wait. Pause. Wait, hold on, hold on. Wait a second.
No, that's next.
Them niggas need a beat.
We going to get into it next episode. That's all about the siblings. We going to get into it next episode.
Yeah.
Thank you for rocking with us. I know this was probably all over the place. You know, our minds are a little wild.
Yeah. It's only episode 3.
I don't know what I'm trying to say at the same time. Very complicated relationships. But all in all, you know, I like to say me and Jalen came out as some pretty good people.
You know?
And it's thanks to our parents. We're very fortunate that we were able to have both of our parents in mm-hmm. our life. Whatever shape, form, or form that may be. Much love shout out to my moms and dad. Love y'all. Yeah. Anything you want to say?
No.
Shout out to Jalen's mom and dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to- Oh, yeah, yeah. Shout out to them. Shout out. Y'all are cool. Y'all did that. Y'all are currently still doing that.
No. All right, y'all. Once again, thanks for rocking with us. And
peace.
We out here.